Working in the world of comedy in the 80s and in the 90s, when we had this great comedy boom of comedy clubs all over, there was fierce competition amongst the comedians, and we're all egomaniacs, so we usually only talk about ourselves. It's often been my favorite subject. However, I was amazed one day to get a phone call from a comedian named Tom McGillen, who I knew, and he called me up to tell me about this middle act he was working with. He says, "Jeff, this lady I'm working with, I've never met anybody like this. She's rolling the audience out in the aisles. She is fantastic. I just had to call somebody and talk to them that knows about comedy," because Tom knows that I am a great student of comedy, a scholar of comedy, a collector of tales of comedy, a comedian himself. Who else could Tom call but me? However, I'll never forget the name he gave me of the lady that was causing this joy in Mr. McGillen's life, and that was Roseanne Barr. Sure enough, as time went on, I heard the name Roseanne, more and more and more, until I met her at the Comedy Store and found her just as funny as Tom McGillen did. Needless to say, Roseanne's rise to fame was rapid, and her success was huge. But even then, she would go to the Comedy Store and some of the other comedy clubs. Her then-husband, Bill Pentland, and herself used to come to the L.A. Cabaret and catch my act, and they used to call me a middle-class Sam Kennison. Now, I don't know what that meant, but they enjoyed the show, and I don't mind that tag at all. Roseanne was always very nice to me, even when there were these rampant rumors that she was a hideous demon and would attack people and be vicious with them. Whenever I met her, she was very pleasant, and we would always trade jokes. At the time, I was going through a divorce with my wife, and I would tell Roseanne I was trying to hang on to the house, and she'd point her finger and she'd say, "Your wife is going to get the house." And that went on for about 6 months until one day I stopped her, and she said, "I know, your wife got the house. Yes, yes, she did get the house." Also, one has to have an idea of a celebrity and how many people are coming at them for so many different things, for so many different reasons. And I once had a publicist I was working with who was trying to get a famous person to say I was funny so he could use that on a PR sheet. And he asked, "Who do you know that's famous that would say you're funny?" And the only person I could think of was Roseanne Barr, because she did say I was funny. So at the Comedy Store one night, I asked to speak to her. She was in an entourage of people, and she said, "Jeff, I will speak to you. You're going to have to give me a little bit of time." About 30 minutes later, she came over to me and she says, "Jeff, I just have a minute. What is it that you need?" I quickly explained my situation, and she pointed her finger at me and she said, "You can say that Roseanne says you're funny." Now, other people may have trouble with her. I don't know. I never had trouble with Roseanne Barr, except once. I was headlining at the Ice House in Pasadena, and at that time, Roseanne was dating Tom Arnold. And Tom Arnold was performing at the Ice House. He was doing what is called a showcase. He was coming in for the owners to take a look at him to see if they would book him there. So Roseanne was accompanying Tom for his showcase. And we were sitting in the green room and we were chatting. And a friend of mine who collects autographs asked me if I would get Roseanne's autograph. I said to him, "You usually don't do this amongst actors, comedians, actresses. In show business, it's rarely done that you ask somebody for their autograph." However, I said, "Yeah, I get along with Roseanne. I'll be happy to ask her for an autograph." We were sitting in the green room. We were all chatting. Everybody was having a good time. And I whipped out a piece of paper and a pen, and I looked at Roseanne, and I said, "Would you mind giving an autograph to a friend of mine?" And she looked at me and took the piece of paper and said, "What is his name?" without taking her eyes off of mine. And she wrote his name and her autograph looking into my eyes like she would have liked to put 6 bullets right through my head.